Hello and welcome to the Health Consumers Council podcast. The Health Consumers Council of Western Australia advocates for health consumers in our state. We also support health consumers to be true partners in health service planning, policy and review. This podcast is designed to give you more information and an insight into your health system to help you make more informed health choices. Hello and welcome back to the Health Consumers Council of WA's Patient Experience podcast series. This is Pip Brennan, the Executive Director. I'm here today with Dr. Karen Luxford. She's the Director of the Patient-Based Care at the Clinical Excellence Commission in Sydney. In 2010, she founded the Partnering with Patients program at the Clinical Excellence Commission to promote patients, family and carers as care team members and the role of patient-based care in improving patient safety and quality in healthcare services. She's done many other things as well, but in the interest of time, I would really like to talk to Dr. Luxford about her views on patient experience. Dr. Luxford recently attended the Health Consumers Council's inaugural Patient Experience Week events via Skype. Our recording processes let us down on that day, and she's very kindly agreed to talk to me today as I'm in Sydney for a meeting. So, Karen, I wanted to ask if you could give our listeners a broad understanding of the role of the Clinical Excellence Commission in New South Wales.
Thanks, Pip. The Clinical Excellence Commission is an organisation which is devoted to improving the safety and quality of care for patients. We're funded through the New South Wales Ministry of Health, and we work across the system within the state of New South Wales with our healthcare services to improve the quality of care that our patients receive. So we monitor what's happening within the system in terms of indicators for patient safety and incidents that may have occurred. We look at those to identify what are the big issues in terms of safety and healthcare. And then we work collaboratively with the healthcare services, which in New South Wales we call the local health districts, and a number of other partners, particularly other agencies in New South Wales, to ensure that our patients are getting the safest possible care. And we have a big focus on improvement. So we're working through a series of initiatives to improve aspects of care, such as decreasing hospital-acquired infections, improving hand hygiene of our staff, making sure that we detect the signs of deterioration for patients early on, thinking about how we tackle issues at end of life, which is quite difficult, making sure that we have those sorts of conversations in a timely way and that staff are aware of issues in relation to end of life. We think about things like diagnostic error. How do we make sure that we're supporting clinicians to stop and think about what might be a possible diagnosis? And a range of other initiatives. We have many. If you look at our website for the Clinical Excellence Commission, you'll see the kinds of things we're working on. In the area that I head up, we're very focused on how do we engage with patients, families and carers to make sure that they are partners with us on this journey to improve the quality of care. And that's been a journey we've been on for over 6 years, thinking about how we engage patients in governance, in strategy, in quality improvement, and in their own care at the bedside. How do we make sure that our healthcare clinicians are supported as well as our patients to make sure that they have the optimal experience of care?
Mm. And there isn't a similar body in any other state, is there?
I think that the Clinical Excellence Commission is quite unique in many respects. We work closely with the Australian Commission for Safety and Quality in Healthcare as a national organisation. But at a state level, we are quite unique. We do have other parts of health departments in the other states and territories that are obviously responsible for safety and quality, but not as arm's length organisations such as the CEC.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. So how did the Clinical Excellence Commission celebrate Patient Experience Week in 2016?
Well, Pip, we did a lot. Mm. We had a great focus. Patient Experience Week is an international week, but we had a number of key things that we were doing. One of the largest activities was a collaboration on a patient experience symposium, which reached a bit of a crescendo this year. It was a two-day event on the 5th and 6th of May, and we had over 460 people attending in Sydney. It was really a great success. We had as an international speaker Leslie Thompson, who was the CEO of Kingston General Hospital in Canada, who really turned that hospital around with a patient focus. And Leslie was a highlight of our symposium. And a number of other plenary speakers. We had a number of Indigenous speakers talking about their experiences, and a CEO from Eastern Health in Victoria, Alan Lilly. So we really wanted to demonstrate the importance of leadership for setting the tone around improving patient experience. And we had many breakout sessions and workshops and a huge attendance. So we were very excited about that. But in the lead up prior to that symposium event, we also encouraged all of our local health districts to really celebrate Patient Experience Week and to highlight the things that they were working on. And so many of the images of Patient Experience Week came to our symposium and were highlighted so that it was a celebration of the efforts that all our staff go to make the patient experience a good one and a safe one in healthcare. We ran, as part of the symposium, the Clinical Excellence Commission ran a workshop on our challenge that we issued to all of the districts within New South Wales, which is a strategic framework to improve patient safety with a specific patient focus. And that workshop had so many people attend, we had to turn away people in the end because they were flowing out the door and sitting on the seats and hanging off the walls, which shows you the amount of interest that there is. So we've really seen this increase over that 5 to 6 years of running our work at CEC. And people were really committed to how they can work together to set in place action plans for things that they can do locally to really make a difference. And that as varied as increasing the number of consumer advisors working with them on safety and quality, through to real-time patient feedback systems, patient and family escalation of care when patients are concerned that something's just not right, and how we support our staff and their experience is really critical, because we know that there's a relationship between the patient experience and the staff experience. So how we support those staff and really celebrate with them when they're improving the patient experience is another key part. So Patient Experience Week was phenomenal for us, and I think it just goes from strength to strength.
That's really encouraging. We were really honoured to have you come to the West Australian Patient Experience Week via Skype. Do you have any sort of, I guess, messages for us in Western Australia about Patient Experience Week and how to continue to develop it as a sort of a key focus for, change in healthcare to a more patient-centred system?
Thanks, Pip. And I think what happens in WA actually often leads the way. So we look towards you as well, and you have a number of experts in WA that we collaborate with as well. Look, I think one of the key things is, for me, patient experience is really a missing piece of the puzzle in terms of safety and quality, and I think that many organisations are starting to come to that understanding and that realisation that we've had a big focus on traditional clinical approaches, and I think without that partnership we're really missing a big piece. And so how we work together on areas that we know need improving, how we join together and bring those consumer ideas to the table for helping us to think differently, I think that's critical, and making sure that we're informed by the patient voice. And we hear that through stories. We record patient stories and film patient stories at the Clinical Excellence Commission that we pop onto YouTube and we use in our education with clinicians. And I think that is often a motivator for change. So we're looking at how do we really motivate that change within clinicians to reinvigorate their and reconnection with their original reason for coming into healthcare, and that's to really be caring, the most caring you can be for patients and improve their outcomes. So a recognition that patient experience is a critical part of that puzzle, I think, is one of the challenges. We have a number of clinical champions who work with us and help us get that message across, but how we get that reach and penetration to the whole of the clinical community, I think, remains a challenge. And I think within having a particular focus late April, early May, around the patient experience helps us, and I'm sure we'll do for WA, helps us to really keep our eye on what the most important thing is when we're talking about healthcare, and that's the health and the safety of our patients.
Thank you so much, Karen. I really appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Pleasure.